It's the Cartelloni podcast for Friday, August 12th, 2011. Carla Lynn Merrifield is an award-winning poet, national park artist in residence, and assistant editor of the Centrifugal Eye. Her work has been published in dozens of journals and anthologies, and she has six books to her credit, including Godwit, Poems of Canada, and her new chapbook, The Urn. Forthcoming from Semon Press is her full-length collection, Athabaskan, Fractal, and Other Poems of the Far North.
Carla Lynn Merrifield. I shall not kill this symbol. 1. Three Kemlon men pace off my neighbor's lawn, planting yellow warning flags to supplant the dandelions. The eliminator will eradicate the weed until precipitation washes away the post-emergent industrial strength herbicide and another application is required, despite the corporate promise to last all season against so-called good-for-nothing Terrazacum officinale. Next door, the runoff gets away with crime. 2. But not in my backyard, where wishes still spring on seed wings puffed by child breath and are born to eternity on summer breezes. The young at heart have such giddy hope. Not in my backyard, where wine spurts from broadleaf rings in a basal circle to be picked and transformed by my grandmother's recipe into gentle, dirt-cheap intoxication. Not in my backyard, where the priest's crown, swine's snout proliferate, where the clock flower tells me it's time to mow my field of dreams, where the rustic oracle foresees he loves me. Not in my backyard, where thrives the makings of an herbal remedy, a female's tonic to gently balance my postmenopausal hormones. Oh, sweet elixir. Oh, for a good night's sleep. Not in my backyard, where the pissabed and pissenlit yields a medicinal quality to be steeped into a mild diuretic tea, the relief of leaves. Even experts agree the plant can be beneficial. Not in my backyard, where folklore's barometer blooms abundantly, and when wet weather approaches, they shut like umbrellas. They prophesize rain is a good thing. 3. In my backyard, I leave them be because I know at least one aster sister grows in a maximum security prison yard at Auburn Correctional Facility. Gold has broken through the gray constraints of concrete. On the property east of mine, redemption withers and dies in an easy spray, while I hold out no nozzle to my quarter acre of bright, rampant belief. A dandelion is also forgiveness. For Michael Rhines, DIN number 85C0181.